National Cotton Council officials and leaders met recently for the mid-year board meeting in Memphis. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the Council, shares an economic update from the meeting.
Well, we've certainly seen cotton prices move lower over the last 6 to 8 weeks, and I think in general that reflects some of the developments that we've seen in the supply and demand situation. Another year of world production expected to exceed world use, the potential for a larger crop in the United States, and then also the fact that it appears that China will be a smaller importer of cotton this year than they've been in any of the past 3 years. There's still a lot of uncertainty about the size of the U.S. crop, whether or not it will be as large as USDA originally estimated, which was 17.5 million bales. I think there's some uncertainty as well about India's crop. I think, too, as we've seen prices move lower for cotton and become more competitive with polyester, one of the keys to watch will be the extent to which we see demand growth in this coming year. Hopefully, we can see an increase in cotton demand as it's now priced more competitive relative to polyester.
There's actually been a little bounce in cotton prices recently, according to Cotton Incorporated senior economist John Devine.
We had USDA come out with another forecast. It was 1 million bales higher than their previous number. And even despite that second large increase in the crop figure, we haven't seen prices move any lower. And in fact, they've been inching up higher over the past 2 weeks. So the cotton market has been an interesting place to watch over the past few weeks. I think some of the factors that may have helped cotton recover slightly could be have to do with the fact that some of the selling pressure has eased a little bit. And we've seen speculators reduce their long positions significantly beginning in the spring. It comes to the point where they're net short. And since they're already holding net short positions, they may have a little bit less selling ability or a little bit less willingness to liquidate on the long side.
And Devine says China remains the wild card in the market.
Probably one of the biggest questions that's going to be facing the cotton market for the next several years is how much cotton is China going to buy? We know they're sitting on a tremendous amount of cotton in their government reserve system. And a major question is how much of that cotton are they going to release? Ultimately, that's going to impact how much import demand is going to be coming out of China.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.